Well, I've just finished the very interesting day for the medium-term budget update. And that is the lengthiest session that I've had in a while. I got here about 5:30 this morning, so nice and early. Got into lockup at that time, was able to go through all the details and all the information, and am sharing with you in tonight's deep dive on our Biz News briefing the way that South Africa is now finally getting back on track financially.
This is where the unthinkable happened. They just came here and took his car.
No. I sold it to them. What's this?
It's crime scene tape. Did they pay you at least?
Within 15 minutes, money was in my account.
Were you happy with the number they brought you?
I got almost the same price as what I paid for the car. Everything was easy, everything was painless.
Well, there you have it, South Africa. With We Buy Cars, you won't come short. How tall are you really?
1.93.
We Buy Cars, the easiest way to sell your car by far.
So what's the big takeaway from this? Well, first of all, this was a mini budget that was delivered by the Government of National Unity. There was no doubt about that. Although Enoch Godongwana is the finance minister, to his left, he had Ashor Sarupin, the deputy finance minister from the Democratic Alliance. Enoch, of course, from the ANC. And the two of them were, well, to start off with anyway, a bit of a double act. Ashor had the privilege of giving us the overview of the budget and laying out exactly what the GNU partners thought about it. Enoch managed the operation thereafter and did it very well, as you might have expected. He's an old hand at this now, and he also had some pretty good news to share with South Africa. I did ask him during question time at the press conference. Remember, all of this happened between 11:30 and 12:30 this morning. We had the opportunity to get into the lockup early, then to read through all the documentation and the information, and then to sit together with the team from Treasury, Reserve Bank, SARS, and obviously the Ministry, and then ask or pose questions. I got my chance to do that as well. And one of my questions was, how has the process changed since there's a Government of National Unity? Remember, for the last 30 years, the ANC has done what it wanted, really. And we saw how that had been adjusted in the February, when we had three editions of the national budget, after the ANC, first of all, tabled an increase in VAT. Democratic Alliance said no way. And then there was all kinds of boxing that went on until eventually a decision was made, well, we don't have to increase VAT. And as it happens, what we found out today in this update of the financials of the state, that was a very, very good call, because SARS has been given 7.5 billion rand to upgrade, to get in there, to start bringing in errant non-debt payers. And Edward Kizveta, the SARS commissioner, could proudly tell us that from that 7.5 billion rand that was invested, they will be able to deliver 20 billion rand in funds that otherwise would not have come into the fiscus. And what's interesting here is a lot of the investment went into upgrading systems and artificial intelligence. And as a consequence of that, it's an investment in the long term. So our government is getting smarter. And certainly SARS has been given the resources to deliver on its ability, as well we saw today. The budget had an overrun of revenue of 20 billion rand. And that is not something that was anticipated when it was first delivered in February. Indeed, a VAT increase was required to close a hole. Well, the hole doesn't exist anymore. And when the finance minister was asked, does this mean after a 20 billion rand revenue overrun and a reduction in the budget deficit, which is the all-important number that international investors look at, and international investors are important because they price the debt that South Africa issues in the markets, and the lower they price it, in other words, the higher interest that they want, the more we pay as taxpayers. Anyway, the good news on all of that is that there will be no further VAT increase, and that came from the lips of the finance minister himself. The revenue overruns were primarily driven through a economy that seems to be doing better than the official statistics tend to tell us, but that was half of it, and the other half of it came from the SARS efforts. So good news on those fronts as well. About 11 billion of the 20 billion came from VAT, and part of that VAT also, Kizuweta told us, was through the SARS having more muscle and being able to chase down errant VAT fraudsters and those who had been taking advantage of the system in the past. Outside of that, it isn't all plain sailing. The gross domestic fixed investment number, the one that France Cronier keeps complaining about, in the National Development Plan, the idea is that South Africa must head for 30% of GDP. So the number you have to look at here is 30%. We are sitting now at 14%. We're at the lowest level that we've been in the gross domestic fixed investment number, the lowest level since even before COVID, so worse than COVID. So it's actually gone wrong, but that shouldn't worry us too much as long as what's being done now is moving in the right direction. And that certainly is the case. But at 14%, there's a long, long way to go. One of the big stories to come out of this was that the budget deficit is now heading lower. But more importantly than that, the loans that South Africa has as a percentage of its gross domestic product, after going in the wrong direction since 2008, has finally stabilized and will be heading down for the first time in, 17 years. That's coming next year. And can you believe it? We've heard so many stories in the past about the finances of South Africa heading in the right direction. Well, for the first time, you really can believe it, because the base of what is being achieved now is very, very solid. Will we get back to investment grade again in South Africa? And why is this important? Well, for every 1 percentage point improvement in interest rates that the government pays, that takes about 7.5 billion rands off the interest payments that government has to make, or the state has to make. And that frees up 7.5 billion rand to use productively. Will that occur in the future? It certainly looks like it's moving in the right direction, and the markets already this year have rewarded South Africa with 5 billion rand less in interest payments than had been anticipated because of an already improved credit rating. So we're moving in the right direction. We've got the financial situation in this country moving correctly, moving positively, as mentioned before, for the first time since 2008. Getting back to investment grade is going to require something more, though. On the one hand, we do need to see that gross domestic fixed investment number improving. Our peers, emerging market peers, sit at about 25%. We're sitting at 14%, and that's a reflection of, state capture and lack of confidence. And now we need to get the country needs to get that turned around. By the way, I'm standing outside the National Council of Provinces. So I'm actually at Parliament. These are buildings that were destroyed by fire just to the right of where I am now. And as a consequence of that, you might hear some banging and knocking in the background. And of course, there's always exuberant people around in Parliament. So please forgive the background noise. But I thought it would be better to come to you from Parliament itself, and so you could see that I really was here and I was able to spend that time sitting and going through the data and coming to some very interesting conclusions. There was a problem beforehand. Many people were concerned that we would see a national health insurance allocation. That didn't come through. There was a tiny amount that was allocated to NHI, which would suggest that the reality of this ruinous and bankruptable, in many ways, plan, idea, proposal, is now not really that big a priority. Of course, where it really matters, which is where the money goes out of the bank accounts, the country's bank accounts. And I say this because it's a great political tool. Tell the voters that you're bringing in free healthcare. But in reality, it isn't something that is practical in a country like South Africa. And you would have thought that had this been very seriously contemplated, well, it would be allocated much more than 1.4 billion rand, which is what's happening right now. Just to close off with, to get back to investment grade is going to require South Africa's Eskom and Transnet in particular, the state-owned enterprises, to turn around. On Eskom's side, the energy availability was back at 67%, with no load shedding now by my calculations for 183 days. So it's hard to believe. It was just the other day that load shedding was taking us out. And certainly now companies will be starting to believe that load shedding could be something of the past. Of course, there's many reasons for this, but one of them is the participation between the private sector and the public sector. Eskom is now looking more and more like it's going to be unbundled. Apart from one part of it, certainly the grid would have been, had there been investment in the grid, had there been money for investment in the grid, we would have been a lot further along that road as well. But there is most definitely something on that line happening at Transnet. It's done better in the past year. Unfortunately, the volumes moved by Transnet are down from 226 million tons to only 150 million tons 2 years ago. It edged up slightly, so it stopped that free fall, and that's in 5 years. Eh? It stopped the free fall, and it's now gone up another 10 million tons, but still a long, long way to go. There are, however, two new corridors that are being invested in Transnet with private sector participation. So it's really a little bit like the Springboks. When you bring people together, when you have unity, when you have a joint venture, that can work. And the final joint venture that is really good news is the inflation target of 3% has now been introduced. This couldn't have been easy for Lesetse Ganyahu, the Reserve Bank governor, to actually get his colleagues in government to think about. Certainly, the credit has been given to him, but that will lead to lower interest rates and, in his words, a country that is a low inflation destination. And that, longer term, is the best news of all. I'm Alec Hogg from Parliament. Until the next time, cheerio.